brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday edition. It is already the 30th day of May, 2006. We're going to have wide-open phones throughout the broadcast. In the second hour, we have an investigative reporter, journalist, joining us that's written the article, Oklahoma, the Axis of Evil, and it shows how so many of the 9/11 hijackers are connected in with different government officials, different people involved in the Oklahoma City bombing are connected to the very same people. It even connects in to last year, that bizarre bombing that happened at a football game up in OU. It's all coming up. Then in the third hour, there are some activists. There are some activists who all over the country, every time one of the members of the 9/11 Commission shows up to an event to proselytize and propagandize, they show up and they confront them. They get in their face. And this one lady goes by the name Gypsy. She blows her whistle to get everybody's attention, and then she starts running through the smoking guns of 9/11. She'll be joining us coming up in the third hour today, and we'll play some of these clips from the video. We'll also play a news clip of a teacher who's been suspended, maybe fired, over having a private conversation at the lunch table with another teacher about 9/11 being an inside job. And that teacher is running around saying that he deserves to be fired. It's very dangerous. Doesn't matter if Zogby polls show that 66% of Americans believe the government's covering up. 50% believe the government was involved. We have CNN polls that are in the high 80s. Well, one of them was 90%. Another was 83 when it closed. So I say high 80s. I average those two together. And the individuals out there that want to say that the world is flat, well, we're going to continue to say it's round, and we're going to see who wins this debate. You can try to build straw men to tear us down. You can try to attack us. You can make stuff up and claim that we said ridiculous things that we didn't. The people are going to learn the truth. They have learned the truth in many cases, and we're going to bring the government terrorists to justice. The New World Order will be defeated. You can be assured of that. We'll talk about Bush's new Treasury Secretary, Paulson. Also, another general's gone public saying freedom is under siege. Retired general says that America is fighting a war for liberty, that our freedoms are being taken. We'll get to that after the break. Also, Keanu Reeves was in Cannes Film Festival that wraps up here in the next day or so, promoting the new film, A Scanner Darkly, that yours truly appears in. And I also consulted on. I'm very proud of that fact. And Keanu Reeves talked about how America is turning into a police state and how this film mirrors reality as well. So more and more prominent people speaking out. Also, Rumsfeld was on Larry King Live last night trying to revise history yet again, claiming he never said he knew where the weapons of mass destruction were. Ron Paul's got a report out about trying to stop the National Animal Identification System, which did pass the House just 3 days ago. Also, the new fake soldier confession video runs as cover for real slaughter, dilutes impact of genuine war atrocities like phony rape photos distracted from Abu Ghraib. And then we have other reports here where the Marine Corps commandant is saying brace for just a huge shocker, and that is, of course, what's admitted from the photographs, that the Marines line up whole families and machine gun them. And that's not good. It's not good when the North Vietnamese did it. It's not good when Hitler did it. And it's not good when the beloved Corps does it. And I have no doubt that this fake video has been put out by the government. We've caught them doing this two separate times, and this fits the M.O. We'll get into all of it when we get back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About 2 weeks ago, a video surfaced with someone reporting to be a member of the Army Rangers, talking about how they would go into houses and shoot people, shoot their children, if the parents didn't answer questions. And then very soon, the evidence began to emerge, even before the Army claimed it was a hoax, that it was a hoax, and it looked like it was a hoax by design. Now, if we go back to the week of the Abu Ghraib photos being released via CBS television, and that was only a small part of them. The Congress saw photos that were far more grisly. And then the Army report came out admitting that they did rape women, did rape children, did torture people with acid, did have dogs biting. All of that's admitted. Individuals have pled guilty. We have the White House memos from Alberto Gonzalez and John Yoo authorizing these exact type of activities on the record. But then we got fake videos circulated by neocon-controlled websites of women being raped. And I remember looking at them and calling Paul Watson and saying, man, that's as fake as a $3 bill. It was all over the web. He said, yeah, they look fake to me. It looked just like porn. It was guys just dressed up in camo. It was simply brunette, obviously Western women. It was just ridiculously fake. And then soon enough it came out, oh, it's a fake. And so the neocons got on talk radio and TV and said, look, These photos were fake. None of it's real. And then we had the big British newspapers with the photos that came out at the same time of troops supposedly urinating on Iraqis. Turned out those had been released by British paratroopers, and they didn't get in trouble for it. It was clearly a staged event. Then the big headlines were, oh, it's all staged. Well, now, for the last 2 weeks, it's been bubbling. It's been in the Associated Press that the Marines are doing their own investigation, that other Marines have blown the whistle, that members of Special Air Services, British commandos, have quit, saying what happened is illegal. That's all on record. The commandant of the Marine Corps is saying brace for a huge scandal, that something bad indeed has happened. And it turns out in the very same sectors, the very same cities, in house-to-house fighting and nighttime raids and interrogations, that this fake, Sergeant Macbeth video came out. Well, guess what? In reality, that's exactly what is about to emerge. Killing family members if they don't answer questions, mowing down whole families, 20-something at a pop each time. Now, we've known about this for years. It's been ongoing. It's been in the mainstream news, but it doesn't get the play that a fake report does. And they do this so the neocons can get up and announce that it's all fake, that it's all theater. Well, here's CNN. Lawmakers told to brace for Iraq fallout. Some members of Congress have been told to brace for fallout for potential charges of murder and cover-up stemming from an inquiry into an alleged massacre of Iraqi civilians by U.S. Marine sources say. Military investigators strongly suspect that what happened in the western Iraqi city of Hadithwa, I believe you pronounce it, last November was a rampage by a small number of Marines who snapped after one of their own was killed by a roadside bomb, these sources told CNN. Well, there have been a whole bunch of cases where a Marine gets shot or an Army soldier gets shot and they go nuts and mow whole crowds down, or there's a crowd threatening them and somebody hears a gunshot go off or a backfire and the Marines open fire. Pentagon sources told CNN that at least 24 Iraqis were killed in this one incident alone. Sources told CNN Monday that the investigators is substantially complete, and that charges, including murder charges, could be filed sometime in June. And sources said investigators have concluded that there was a cover-up, but won't say if it is limited to the handful of Marines who did the killings. By the way, there have been British officers and American officers who are investigating these different massacres from Fallujah to Basra who've been dying in their tents or dying in their trucks. They shoot themselves in the head. The formal findings of investigators in the matter are several weeks away, said General Peter Pace, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Pace cautioned against a rush to judgment. And he went on to say there are two ongoing investigations. One will be the whitewash, one will be the real one, I would add, he told CNN. One has to do with what happened. The other investigation goes to why didn't we know about it sooner than we knew about it. So that's going on there. And things happen like this in war, but at the same time, we're seeing record levels of journalists dying. Now more have died in Iraq in the last 3 years than died in World War II combined. That's journalists, period. That's out in the Associated Press today. More civilians are dying in this war than any other war in the past, per capita, for the numbers of combatants. Every indicator is that our moral compass has gone directly into the toilet. And then, of course, I mentioned the latest fake video. Paul Watson did a great report on this. Fake soldier confession video runs as cover for real slaughter, dilutes impact of genuine war atrocities like phony rape photos, distracted from Abu Ghraib. A widely circulated video in which an Army Ranger confesses to brutal, indiscriminate murder of Iraqi civilians and its vehement debunking as a hoax has acted as a smokescreen for the very real admission and evidence of U.S. war crimes in Iraq. Working in this field for 5 years and scanning news on a day-to-day basis, you quickly develop a baloney detector that can spot hoaxes, psyops, and frauds from a mile away. As soon as the Macbeth Marine video hit the Internet, I smelt a very large rat. The alternative media community is plagued by deliberate disinformation specialists and gullible individuals who will act as unwitting conduits for bogus information. And I even fell into this for about a day. That minefield of deception breeds confusion, distraction, and lowers the credibility of the truth community. In the video, Macbeth claims that he was part of a unit that regularly killed innocent Iraqis, their wives and children, if they didn't explicitly follow orders. Now, London Independent reporters have witnessed this. This has been in the news, so see, that all gets ignored, but this doesn't. Proof that the video is a hoax is legion. Macbeth's uniform is totally inconsistent with that of a U.S. Army Ranger, and his claimed medals are not verified by any official record. Army spokesman John Boyce said there is no record of Macbeth ever serving. Initial research by the U.S. Army Special Operations Command at Fort Bragg shows no soldier with the name of Jesse Macbeth having ever been assigned to the Special Forces of the Army Rangers, which are, in fact, two separate disciplines. At its height, the fake video confession was the number two clicked news item across the Internet. It continues. I wouldn't really say two different disciplines. The Army Rangers, then, is the lower, kind of like the junior high of Special Forces, and they take from the Rangers into the Army Special Forces. The video has eclipsed the real evidence of U.S. war crimes in Iraq. The BBC video above carries bona fide testimony from U.S. soldiers who served in Iraq and were party to killing civilians. To emphasize, this video carries accurate, unimpeachable, and legitimate testimony regarding U.S. war crimes in Iraq. We have a video above where mainstream news admitting it. In addition, charges are expected to be brought against Marines after investigation into the killing of 24 unarmed civilians in an Iraqi town in November. And it goes on, and we break down some of the other hoaxes the feds have brought out on purpose to then discredit and blame on alternative media. We then have government hoaxes that are discredited, and then no one gets in trouble for it. And that's like the ADL 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, releasing a fake report, quote, citing Iranian dissidents living in Toronto and other areas of Canada, that Iran was going to make Christians wear blue badges, Zoroastrians green badges, and Jews yellow badges. And I remember seeing that and thinking, that sounds fake. I mean, Iran is crazy enough to do something like that, maybe, but yellow badges? I go, no. This is coming from the ADL, who are congenital liars. I mean, I threatened to sue them last year because they had this border, border vigilante group intelligence report they put out on their website. And they had a quote in there where Alex Jones said, quote, Mexicans have the most evil culture in the world. It is the pit of hell, or something like that. And what I actually said was the Aztec culture was the most evil culture I've ever studied from an anthropological view, and that I think that the Mexican culture is a hard-working, good, family-oriented culture in many respects, but they've been enslaved so long with the merger of corrupt colonial Spanish culture and Aztec culture that's hard for them to climb up out of it. Well, I threatened the ADL. I said, you better change that. They did change it to, Jones says that some of their cultures are evil. They kind of paraphrased it. But the point is, what they do is lie, folks. Or they'll say, Alex Jones says the space shuttle explosion is suspicious. And he's issued other anti-Semitic conspiracy theories in the past. Well, what does that mean? Or what they're saying, what anti-Semites are saying. And then you read into the report after 9/11, that's what it was called, what they're saying, and it's Alex Jones thinks the government's behind it. They issued that 2 days after 9/11. And I didn't say Israel was behind it. In fact, I've been attacked by the Klan groups for saying that Israel didn't carry it out. Frankly, I believe, in hindsight, I didn't know this 2 days after, 3 days after, so their statement then was false. But I think they protest too much because now the evidence does show that Israel was certainly knowledgeable of it and may have been involved logistically in some support role. That is, a small criminal element of the Israeli government. But those that say that Israel carried it out alone, I mean, that's ridiculous. Israel can't make NORAD stand down. Israel can't. But I'm digressing. The point is, the ADL lied about the Iranians. There was no such law, no such debate. It was totally made up, like the false reports back in 1990 of Iraqis throwing babies out of incubators. Totally made up by a New York public relations firm.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just finishing up with the ADL and others, for days after it was an admitted hoax that Iran was going to make Jews and Christians and others wear special identifying patches on their clothing, they were still on the news saying, no, we know it's true. We don't have any proof, but we just know it's true. And the problem is the same crowd has called General Zinni anti-Semitic, and he exposed them on 60 Minutes. They've lost lawsuits now over this. They call anyone and everyone that doesn't support every single Israeli policy an anti-Semite, and it just doesn't hold water anymore. It's backfired on that crowd that is pushing for a new world order. And the ADL and others have a big problem because, what is it, 60% now of Jews in Israel are against the Iraq war and don't support their own government and are absolutely oppressed. You know, it's not just the Palestinians that are oppressed by the Israeli state. Jews don't really have any free speech in that country. If Jews go out and criticize and protest, they get arrested in many cases. Or if they talk about Israel's nuclear arsenal, they get arrested. And the media is controlled over there. But where did the stories of Israelis involved in 9/11 come from? Because it's not an urban legend. MSNBC has a headline, "Not an Urban Legend." And they report that, wow, Arabs really were telling people don't be in the buildings that week, and so were Israelis. And Odigo, the Israeli instant messaging company, it was in Herat, that's where it came from, out of Israel, 4 hours before, did tell every one of their employees, get out of the building with their instant messaging service. Now, that is out of Herat and the Jerusalem Post. Their main office is in Tel Aviv. That's why that was in the news. And it is true that the buildings were only at about half their normal occupancy capacity. Now, to not get that confused, the buildings themselves were at about half occupancy in the space that had been rented. But of the people that would normally be there at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, the buildings were about half empty. All the big CEOs were out of the building. Most of them were at Moffett Air Force Base at 7:30 in the morning before it even happened. It's some weird secret meeting, the details of which have never been published, in Nebraska with Warren Buffett. So it wasn't just Israeli firms that weren't in there. The Arabs, the Muslims weren't there as well. So see, what I do is I look at all of that. So I get criticized from both sides. I get criticized by the Likudnik slash Labor Zionist lobby for saying that Israel's hands are dirty in this. And then I get criticized by the other government-controlled arm that when we have a hailstorm in Austin, Texas, they say it was Jews. And by the way, everybody's a crypto-Jew. Everybody's a secret Jew. It's all a big Jewish conspiracy, and they're out to get us. And then people who play along with that just play into the hands of the New World Order. So anytime you speak up against corruption, the ADL could say, oh, you're one of those groups that thinks it's all the Jews. And I didn't mean to get off into this, but I started talking about the ADL, so why not discuss it? Why not talk about it? I mean, we've got the Israeli Prime Minister here in the United States shaking his finger at us, telling us we need to go ahead and attack Iran, and Israel is manipulating and blackmailing this country. They've been caught a bunch of times doing it. They've been caught with spies all over the Pentagon, all over the White House, no matter what administration it is, in the last 30, 40 years. And it is a major, serious problem. But as for the religious fervor with which people from the Zionist lobby attack anyone that criticizes Israel, I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm also sick and tired of the religious fervor that the Jew haters have, thinking Jews all secretly have cloven hoofs and tails tucked into their pants and are out wantonly engaging in some mass conspiracy of evil. No, governments are evil. Corrupt racial mafias are evil and are out of control. Is there a corrupt world Jewish mafia engaging in crime activities? Is it one of the most powerful mafias? Yes. Is it the most all-powerful mafia? No. Are most Jews involved in the mafia? No. So I thought I'd throw down the gauntlet against the ADL today and at the same time against people who never get anything done against the New World Order, but just run around making up stuff. And a lot of it is made up, folks, about the Israeli lobby even itself. All right, when we get back, Freedom Under Siege, retired general says. Also, Keanu Reeves weighs in on the police state. And we'll also take your calls. Got two big guests coming up today as well. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the third hour, we have a great lady joining us who goes around to different 9/11 symposiums, different 9/11 commission meetings, where they spout the official propaganda line of lies. And she blows a whistle and then starts rattling off before they drag her out the different key smoking gun pieces of evidence documenting that 9/11 was an inside job. So she'll be joining us in the third hour. We have a guest coming on in the second hour to talk about 9/11, Oklahoma City, all the connections to our government and some of the criminal elements that are running it. Let me cover a couple other pieces of news right now. Then we'll go to Bob, James, Rodney, Mark, Maria, and others. Freedom's under siege, retired general says. This is out of the Courier Journal out of Louisville, Kentucky. A ceremony to honor veterans became a call to action yesterday as retired Air Force general urged the crowd not to let freedoms that he treasures slip away. And we're working on getting this general on, just one more general going public. There's two wars going on. There's a war in Iraq, and there's a war right here at home. And we may have our eye on the wrong place, retired Major General Carl D. Black told a crowd at Highland Memory Gardens in Bullitt County. Today, we're trying to remove God from everything, Black said. We're trying to do away with the Pledge of Allegiance, remove prayer from schools, remove prayer from the armed forces. I say there's something wrong with where we are today, and we better wake up and start looking and see just exactly what it is. Black Vietnam veteran was the featured speaker at the annual Memorial Day weekend service, sponsored by Chapter 454 of the Vietnam Veterans of America. The ceremony, which is the 14th year, honors veterans of all wars, and it goes on. I think it'd be interesting to find out exactly what his full quotes were. I know my sister just had her high school commencement. She just graduated. I wasn't there Sunday. Again, she's 15 years younger than me, ladies and gentlemen. That's why she's just now graduating. And the teacher that the students chose to give the keynote speech, I didn't know was a fan. I just learned that of his broadcast. But he got up and talked about the dictator we have and how America's a police state and how we've got to stand up and fight it. So everywhere I go, everywhere I look, we see people speaking out and resisting. Here's another quote from Black. If people want to maintain the ideas and ideas that veterans fought for continue to make this country great, Black said, then you and I and younger American generations coming on must get involved. Today we have come to pay respects to our fallen heroes and fallen comrades, but not that alone, Black said. Today we have come to receive the torch, to hold it high, and to keep the faith, and to pass it from generation to generation, and has been done since the nation was founded. And it goes on. But the general is right. Our freedoms are disappearing. He went on to say, they just take for granted all the freedoms that we have and think, ah, they were just given to us. Indeed, they should be teaching youths the basics, he said. Teach them to respect the flag. Teach them to respect themselves. Teach them history. And he went on. Oh, boy. President Bush taps Paulson for new Treasury Secretary. Treasury Secretary John Snow resigned Tuesday, and President Bush nominated Goldman Sachs Chief Executive Officer Henry M. Paulson, Jr. as his replacement, another chapter in the shakeup to revive Bush's troubled presidency. He has a lifetime of business experience. He has intimate knowledge of financial markets and the ability to explain economic issues in clear terms, Bush said of Paulson in the Rose Garden announcement. White House officials believe that Wall Street executive Paulson's talents could better make the case for the administration's economic growth program. You know, they can put whatever fancy spin they want on the economy. They can point at the stock market at 11,700 and something, highest it's ever been. They can point at whatever indicators they want. But the truth is, the stock market has grown because the money supply has been doubled in the last 6 years. And so we really have a 6,000, roughly, stock market. That's what it is in 2,000 numbers. And then we've had Nobel Prize-winning economists and other top economists on this broadcast to break that down. The stock market is really at around 6,000, and that's in the foreign financial publications as well. You just won't hear that here in the U.S. And debt is at all-time highs. We have the highest debt ratio that we've ever had in U.S. history. It is greater than at the depth of the Depression in late 1933. And I'm not trying to be negative here. This is just the facts. And so short-term, it makes things look rosy to be printing money like it's going out of style. Now, Bernanke, the new Fed chief, says he's going to print money even faster. And no amount of tax cuts are going to fix that. We have been fleeced. But c'est la vie, it's all going to come home to roost very, very soon. Let's go to your phone calls now. I'm going to move quickly here. Bob in Nevada, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I changed the subject I was going to originally talk to you about, but because you were talking about atrocities, I remember reading on Jeff's website, and then later on when I got onto your website about atrocities very early on, Robert Fisk, who Ted Koppel refers to as the finest, most renowned international reporter, very early on reported from Iraq that he observed a Marine sniper shoot an old woman, an old man, and a small boy just shooting them. And
that's right. The London Independent, very respected. I mean, they've got less retractions than any publication I've seen, and it's been confirmed. U.S. troops would brag and shoot women and children in front of them with sniper rifles laughing.
This was in The Guardian, I think, but The Independent and The Guardian both were reporting stories like this. Then there was an earlier one from a soldier from Afghanistan came back and wrote a letter, was on just with...
Yeah, that was Calhoun, and that was that was in the Buffalo newspaper. And then the Army came out and didn't retract. They said, well, it's true what he said, but there are hostiles in these villages. And what the sergeant said was that they were killing everyone, including small children. And that was not retracted. That is admitted.
There's also 2.5 years ago in Switzerland, I was staying at a youth hostel, and I was talking to a young guy from New Zealand who about 9/11. I said it was a fraud. I left the country for a few months because I thought they were going to do another. The government was going to do another one, and I wanted to watch from the outside. And I was talking to him, and this guy, he's about 60, walks in and sits down about 10 feet away and was listening in. And he pops in, and he started talking, and he said he was a retired colonel from special ops, and he left the country because he got sick of it. And he said, but he went on, he was a little bit crazy, but he told me that they were presented with a group of them with an Islam or Muslim, apparently dressed like a Muslim at least, who made a presentation to him. He said he had converted to Christianity, and he had said to them, to the soldiers, that for a Muslim to be redeemed by God, he had to kill a Christian or a Jew before he died. And I didn't register to me till the next day that was complete lunacy, because if that were the case, they would be killing Christians, and not on the record for it ever since 600 when the Muslim religion got started.
Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. There are a few small sects who believe it is good that it's a brownie point to get them into heaven if they do indeed kill Christians or other unbelievers. But they don't really, let me be clear, pagans or heathens, they don't really consider Christians and Jews as heathens because they believe it's the same God. But there are some sects that do believe that killing the Christians are heathen and need to die. But it's a very small group. They've had big regional polls. Around 6% of Muslims are rabid and want to kill everybody. I'd say a bigger percentage of Americans say turn the Middle East into a parking lot. So, you know, Muslims could use that example to say we're all crazy. But they do go in and demonize Muslims in front of the troops with similar propaganda. You can hear it on talk radio, sir, all the time. I mean, it's like a comic book. It's so ridiculous. Now, you left the country a few years ago because you thought there was going to be an attack. Listen, if you were ever going to leave because of that, now would be the time, buddy. I mean, if we're ever going to see a terror attack, I would say the next 6 months to a year. And that's what Ray McGovern, chief CIA analyst for Bush and, of course, Ronald Reagan, Bush Sr. and Reagan, yesterday said that it's very clear that they've at least got the pieces on the board and that they want to attack Iran from late June into October for the election and for a bunch of other reasons. And Israel saying they may go ahead and do it. And I said, Ray McGovern, I said, do you think our government will stage a terror attack? And he said, yes, that's a very good possibility. There's a very good chance of that happening. So if we ever were watchful, if we were ever vigilant, if we were ever concerned, now is the time. See, I don't just get up here and, oh, Houston will be nuked next week, and then it doesn't happen, and then the person that says it doesn't lose any credibility. Or, I guarantee you, Chicago will be next month. Or, I guarantee you, that is COINTELPRO all the way. I'm not seeing everybody spouting that as a government agent, but we know where that's coming from. Anybody who just over and over again makes predictions, over and over again tries to scare people, That's what the White House does. They told U.S. News and World Report 2 months before the November election in 2004, they said there is going to be a nuclear attack on D.C. or New York before the election. They said it will happen. The White House said that. I said, folks, this is not going to happen. They're just fear-mongering. They're scaring you. They're using this to stampede you. And it's the feds that continually say, not a question of it, but when, we're going to be attacked. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. To keep that fear going, to keep that terrorism fresh in your mind. But if there was ever going to be an event, and we may be able to expose it, we may be able to back them off now, but if there was ever going to be an event, the next 6 months to a year, maybe even sooner. James in Maryland. James, go ahead. Hello, James.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering if you were in possession of or if you knew where to get the actual FEMA documents or the training manuals that they're handing to the pastors in the 13,000 counties.
Yes, we have a copy for free download for you right now on Infowars.com.
What would that be under? What headline?
Well, we wrote the article, it came out last Tuesday. And we got a bunch of the public documents posted, and then we posted the 30-something page document that was specifically given out to preachers in Ohio. Then we got calls from the preachers panicking because we took the main preacher's name off, but it had some of the other preachers' names. So last time I checked, we blacked that out and reposted it. And so I would just type into, that's why every day you need to read the site, but it's in the archives from last week.
Thanks. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk. Well, you see, the caller brought that up. Where would he get that manual? People don't know what we're talking about. Training preachers to tell their flock to go ahead and turn their guns in. Martial law is good. Go to relocation centers. Submit to the government. Romans 13. Really scary stuff. Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. Alex, you remember when this story first broke about the troops being involved in torture and murder and Antonio Taguba report, the International Red Cross report, Abu Ghraib, and so on and so forth. You had all the neocons trying to defend it, and most especially Rush Limbaugh saying that they were just blowing off a little steam.
Well, first they denied it and said it was all fake, and magically government organs released fake pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I still have neocons walk up and say it's all fake. How dare you make a film? See how they do that? First they say it's fake. They release fake videos, mm-hmm. fake photos. Then that's discredited. Then the real stuff comes out, and then they say, oh, it's no big deal.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if these guys are just blowing off a little steam like Rush Limbaugh says, why the cover-up? Why the cover-up? According to Murther. Why the cover-up?
Well, Congress saw over 1,000 videos and over 1,000 photos and 100 videos. Remember, they were given one day to look at them?
Yes.
And the senators and congressmen walked out and said, we're sick. Mm-hmm. And they reported, well, we're not going to let you see it, but it's... I don't even want to say what's on the tape. But
right.
And then General Tagumbo's own report, and people pled guilty to this...
Mm-hmm.
Raping children, raping women, it's all admitted. But the neocons still deny it and say it's fake because neocon publications first circulated the fake rape photos. These guys are slick.
Right. Now Alex, as another caveat, now if everybody is so shocked and disgusted behind this, I've heard you many times talk about how John Hugh and people of this kind have said that this is okay. This sort of behavior on the part of the Marines and doing this sort of thing, that this is okay. So if these soldiers are to be punished, why not John Hugh and some of these other
people? Well, that's the thing. John Hugh, one of the White House counsel's deputy of Alberto Gonzalez, wrote in a memo they can torture small children, including sexually, in front of their parents. And 4 months ago in front of the CFR, and I had the professor on that questioned him in Chicago, and we have a recording of it. We can play it right now. John, you said, yes, I wrote that, and yes, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's on record. And it's true that they ordered the troops to do this. They had CIA and private contractors over the wings of those camps. They have an internal wing at Gitmo. They have internal wings at Abu Ghraib, so both in Cuba and Iraq. They have then all the secret camps that are even worse in Israel, in Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, in Europe. They have these things, all former Eastern Bloc, where they're killing people. I mean, it's even worse than what we've been told. And we know the White House, and then Bush comes out, and first he says we're not torturing. Then he says it's not torture. We call it pressure. Then he says, I'm above the law. We're allowed to. So that's all on record. So, yes, you just hit the nail on the head. Why aren't they getting in trouble? It's like the police busting a street-level muscle or enforcer, soldier, of the mafia, and then having the documents that the Don ordered it, having surveillance recordings of the Don ordering the hit, and the Don doesn't get in trouble, and the Don sits in judgment of his own soldier. Anything else, Rodney?
Yes. One more quick point. The Pope, it is known that he was a youth, part of Hitler's youth.
Stay there. We'll talk about Ratzinger on the other side.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Finish up your statement.
Yeah, you were talking about how ADL and, you know, these groups, Simon Wiesenthal, these groups, they send their attack dogs after you, you know, on false allegations, but yet the Pope, this current Pope, is an admitted, you know, a soldier in the German military during Hitler's era and a youth, part of that youth movement. And I was reading in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Pioneer Press Saturday or Sunday, that he makes no apologies about it, and I don't see the ADL or Simon Wiesenthal going after him, and I'm just curious why.
Well, it's like Schwarzenegger. He admittedly gave Hitler recordings to friends. He would haul Hitler. He said he admired Hitler, told magazines that, told Rolling Stone that. But that's okay. But I'm against Nazis, and so the ADL likes to snipe at me. They don't have one single anti-Semitic quote from me. They just say Alex thinks 9/11 is an inside job, so he's anti-Semitic, whatever that means. Or Alex thinks the Federal Reserve is bad, so he's anti-Semitic. Or Alex believes in a new world order, so he's anti-Semitic. And that's why they're getting sued by a bunch of people. They've lost lawsuits. They've got generals mad at them. And so that's why they've lost all credibility. But, yeah, Ratzinger was a member of the Hitler Youth, and he says that he doesn't make an apology because he was forced into it, he claims. And I guess there in the last months of the war, they did force a lot of people into the Hitler Youth. So, in a way, that holds water. But what doesn't hold water, Rodney, is that he calls for a new world order every time I turn around. That's what's bad about Ratzinger.
That's what I wanted to know, because it you know, if you just take everything he says at face value, and I know that's very dangerous, it is believable. But now that you mention the New World, oh, by the way, and what about the Bushes, Prescott Bush being supporter of Adolf Hitler? Why aren't the ADL and Simon Wiesenthal's going after
the
Bush?
Well, not just that. George Jr.'s first money he got for oil investments was directly from money they were making through the 50s and 60s. They still control a lot of those assets that were brought into different areas of Latin America and into Texas. Thanks for the call. I mean, that's mainstream news, folks. That was in big papers in the 40s and 50s. And it's on the record. Scholarly dissertations have been given on this. Scholarly books have been published on this. It's not been refuted. My film, Martial Law, in 3 hours, spends about 30 minutes on the Bushes and Hitler, and it's an incredible section. It's well worth the price just for that. We also get into 9/11. We get into the police state. We get into Schwarzenegger. It's such an important film. That's why all of you have absolutely got to get Martial Law. We have a lot of big specials up on the secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com, where you can get Martial Law and three other DVDs for just, I don't know, what is it, like $20-something dollars off when you get three of the videos, $25 off when you get four of the videos. We've got deals where it's like $60 off when you get five. I mean, it just gets, we've got deals where videos are as low as $5.95 a piece. Whole films. People get confused, too. You know, I say when you order The Order of Death, my newest film, you get a free video. It's on the same DVD, folks. On the same DVD, there is The Order of Death, my new film about Skull and Bones, the new video shot inside Bohemian Grove last year. Then we have the re-edited, remastered, re-released Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove updated. Two films on the same DVD. All the time I get a call, hey, I got one DVD, what is this? They're both on the same DVD, folks, so be sure and get that great combo deal. You get an entire film for free. When you get The Order of Death, you get the updated, revamped Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. So go to Infowars.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and for 15 cents a day, see them all online right now. And it's a great place to download the films and burn them to disc to give them to people. It's a great activist tool. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.